If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us. Dr. Marty, I remember quite a while ago you were telling us about measles there in Florida. Well, we've got some increased cases around here now, 31 confirmed, and there's a lot of talk about what to do about it and vaccines. What can you tell us?
Oh, my, Bob, I could speak for hours on measles. It's actually one of the more fascinating viruses there is. But unfortunately, it's a really nasty virus that can have a lot of very significant consequences, including consequences to the brain. There's three different types of neurologic consequences that people can get to the brain, two different types of pneumonia, primary viral pneumonia and secondary infections. It lowers your immune system dramatically because among the cells that get infected by measles, the wild basal virus, are your immune cells, and that loss of immunity can last for 6 months after looking like you've recovered from measles. You ask me, and I'll tell you anything you want to know about measles.
Well, first of all, I don't even remember, but I assume I was vaccinated, and most adults at this point have been. Does that still work for us?
Well, Bob, I know you rather well, and I suspect you were never vaccinated for the measles based on your age. Virtually anybody born 57 or earlier got the measles. And sure, your immunity most likely comes from a natural recovery from having had the wild measles virus. Remember, we didn't even have a measles vaccine available until 1963. And that was the initial strains that were used as vaccines. The current strain that is used in the MMR vaccine is called the Moratin strain culture, and that one is far better than what came out in 1963, has now been used for decades. It came out in the 70s, and it is incredibly effective. But we learned, because of a mini measles epidemic in the United States in the late 1980s, that you couldn't do one and done with the measles vaccine, that you needed two doses in order to have lifelong immunity. And so now, ever since the late 1980s, we give two vaccines to prevent actual measles for our community. So we give it when a child is about 1 year old, and then we give it again, the second dose, at 4 to 6 years of age. And having said that, there are other ways in which we still vaccinate for measles, and, you know, we base it on what's going on and how old with the individual. So, for example, if you're going to travel to a country or an area that we know has a measles outbreak, and we don't, do ELISA studies, et cetera, to figure out whether you have immunity, we'll just go ahead and vaccinate you, because we know it's perfectly safe to give a third or even a fourth dose of the vaccine. Studies have been done very clearly showing that it's safe to do that. If it's a child between the age of 6 months and a year, which, again, we don't normally vaccinate that age group, but that child, it has to, for whatever reason, go to an area being taken by their parents or guardians to an area that has a measles outbreak, we will vaccinate that child, but we will then institute the two-dose, the normal two-dose later in that child's life. So that, because when you give the vaccine that young, the mother's antibodies block the child from making a really good lifelong type of immune response to the vaccine.
I think you're right, by the way. I think I did have the measles.
I bet you did.
I'm remembering a little bit. New suburban cases around here, which stem from the Chicago outbreak, have been detected in Will County and Lake County. Do I have this wrong, Dr. Marty? I thought we were really talking about kids when this first started, and now not necessarily just children. What's the story?
Well, again, if an individual did not get vaccinated, or didn't have the measles, they're fully susceptible, right? So they're going to be, there is that possibility of an individual who was never vaccinated who has now encountered the measles. They can get it, and they can be very sick from it, depending on their age, right? Although, traditionally, measles is more severe in children under 5. Those are the people more likely to get all these complications that I've been talking about. But, of course, if you're immunocompromised from either particular medications or HIV or what have you, then you're at increased risk. It's also, of course, increased risk, as you can expect, with pregnant women who have all kinds of really interesting physiology that's different from non-pregnant humans.
Well, a lot of people can talk about the measles, but only Dr. Eileen Marty says it's a fascinating virus, and she can talk about it for hours. We appreciate your expertise. We really do. Thanks, Dr. Marty. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
My pleasure. Take care, Bob.
And
welcome
we'll back. Thank you.